Welcome to Fall in Love With Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Cassandra Freeman. Cassandra, why don't you take it from here?
Hey, everybody. How are you? I want to dive right in. I want to start off talking about a relationship. So in the beginning of this relationship, these people in the relationship, they are completely captivated with one another. You know, they are excited about it, and they are so nervous about where things are headed. They are laughing, they're enjoying each other, they're smiling, they're working nicely together for the most part. And as things start to progress in the relationship and good times roll, they have high expectations for the future, right? You know, most people do. And then they start challenging and encouraging each other to make each other better. And then life happens, right? And as my spiritual mother, Bishop Rosie, often says, she says that life happens and life will flip on you, right? You know, next thing you know, something crazy's happened. But in this relationship, they do solve problems together. And they get familiar with each other, and then they stop communicating as effectively as before. And some disappointment and frustration with one another sets in. So does this remind you of anything? I mean, does it sound familiar? You know, I bet that every single one of you that's listening in, or either that will be listening to it on the replay, have experienced the goods and the bads of relationships. I know I have in the past, and even with my husband now, we're about to celebrate our 11th year anniversary in a few weeks. And I can tell you, you know, we both understand these people. These people that I'm talking about are you and your successful journey. That's right. You know, in the beginning, we're super excited. We're working nicely together. We're like, woohoo, we're just going to take us. And then, you know, life happens and we're trying to solve problems. But then we get used to, right? And we kind of start taking for granted our goals, and we stop working and being as passionate as before. And then some frustration sets in. So then you might wonder, how do I keep that flame lit in this relationship, my relationship with my success journey? How do I keep it going, right? And you might also say, well, why does it even matter? Why do I need to keep going to my goals? Why do I need to fall in love with my success journey? It may even sound a bit ridiculous to you. Well, I'm glad you asked. How do you keep it going? Why does it even matter? Let's start off with what it means to fall in love. Has anyone ever asked you what love meant when you were younger, right? And I used to, oh, that question used to irk me because people would say, oh, you're young, what do you know about love? And I never understood that question because everybody loves somebody, right? I mean, even when you're born, you have caretakers, you have mother, father, grandparents, whoever, aunts, uncles, and we love them. So we do love, but even as adults and kids, you know, sometimes we feel things that we just don't understand, regardless of our age. But anyway, so I looked up the definition of what it means to fall in love, and fall in love as defined by positive psychology, because if some of you guys know, if you've been on my site at Thoughtful Inspirations, then you know that I'm a doctoral student in psychology. So I'm in love with all things psychology. So here's the definition from Psychology Today. It states that falling in love means to be excited, to be preoccupied with it, to be desirous of touching it, to want to be with it as much as possible. So when it comes to your successful journey, to fall in love with your journey means to be excited about it. It means to be preoccupied about it. And I'm going to say, instead of your problems, to be preoccupied with it and to allow it to just consume your thoughts in desiring your successful journey, and all this included, as much as possible. Now, let me explain why this is so important. Why is it so important to fall in love with your success journey? I'm going to give you three reasons why. Number one, falling in love with your success journey. Number one, it helps you succeed. The more you fall in love with your journey and understand that it is a relationship with ups and downs and successes and pitfalls, like every other relationship, the more you will find and see your success journey for what it is. And that is an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to achieve, and an opportunity to develop. Number two, why is it important to fall in love with your success journey? Number two, because you tend to stay committed when you are in love. Now, we've all been in relationships, so we know that's somewhat not true. But when you are, listen to this, when you are really in love, you tend to focus on what you are in love with. Maybe that's a person, place, thing, or experience. You tend to hone in on it and really give it your attention. The point is that if you didn't care about your success journey, it would be easy to just let it go, just the moment a setback or problem happened. But when you fall in love with your journey, you start putting fight into it. The more you fight for the things you love, your success journey, the more success you are likely to have, because that means you're committed to it. And number three, why is it important to fall in love with your success journey? Number three, because it allows you to bounce back easier from setbacks. It's easier to bounce back when you are in a place of gratitude, right? But it's also easy because you start to see and change your perspective that every difficult area of your journey is also a grand opportunity to succeed beyond your wildest dreams. So you realize that every difficulty is an opportunity for success. So you start bouncing back from setbacks and you say, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to succeed, for me to overcome adversity and be great. So why is it important for you to stay in love with your success journey? It helps you succeed. It helps you stay committed. And it helps you bounce back from setbacks. So you say, okay, you told me why it's important for me to fall in love with my success journey. But how do I fall in love with it? I mean, you fall in love with it when an idea comes and you act on it, right? And you start, you're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. But how do you stay in love with your success journey? So I want to give you five ways to stay in love with your success journey. Number one, track your goals. And I'm not just talking about using a planner, because that's not super effective, okay? Actually, I haven't seen it to be effective at all. So let me show you, let me tell you, track your goals. Tracking your goals, it shows your commitment. And it reveals your wins. Tracking your goals is a reminder to you of the actions that you've taken. Because we easily forget, don't we? We end up focusing on our problems all day and sometimes for days instead of remembering the successes that we've had. It's kind of like, I often use the example of, you're in a beautiful garden, you know, with waterfalls, and it's just, oh my goodness, you're smelling the air, and it's wonderful. Or maybe you're at the Grand Canyon, and you see this wonderful landscape, right? And then you see this one snake. It might not even be harmful. It might be harmless. But you're focused on that snake, and you're like, oh no, I'm getting out of here. But you let that harmless snake to keep you from all the beauty around you. When you track your goals, you can easily see the successes and progress. And it's almost enlightening to remember that, you know, you look at your progress and you say, man, did I do that? Like, I do that a lot. For example, when I use my successful journey chart, I will write, you know, whenever I make progress, I'll write my progress down. But maybe after a few months, I might look and say, what's that? You know, I don't know. Something catches my eye and I'm looking. I'm like, oh, and I read it and I say, I did that. I did do that. That's awesome. and you'll fall in love with the successful journey chart for those very reasons. So just to kind of give you an overview, because some of you may not have any idea what I'm talking about. It's the successful journey chart. It's a poster where you track your goals. The bottom half, if you go on my site, you can see a photo of it, thoughtfulinspirations.com, and you go to the shop. At the bottom half, you see, you know, you use that as a vision board. So you might see photos and magazine clippings or whatever you have there. And the top half is your goal tracker. It's where you track your goals and you write down your progress that you've made. So you can see how your progress is in alignment with your vision, which is wonderful. And at the end of the year, you have all your successes and you have all your progress. It's really like a map of your success journey, and you see all your highlights and your favorite moments. And it's really a great keepsake. Matter of fact, every December, I have my chart folded up in the back of my journal, because it's just a wonder to have and to look back at. And to see how your vision changes is wow. It's wow. And you can, like I said, you can go to thoughtfulinspirations.com if you want to learn more. But the point is, tracking your goals is the key to commitment, to measurement, and to management. And how many of you know that if you're not measuring your goals and you're not managing it very well? I can't talk today for some reason. It's cool. Okay, so the important part is, when you begin to track your goals, you can see where you are beginning. It's kind of like if you're at a hospital or a mall or someplace, and you see the map, and it has the little location symbol that says, you are here. This is where you are going to start. When you're tracking your goals, you see where you're beginning, and you can tell yourself, okay, I'm here, I'm starting here, but I need to end up here. I need to finish my book. I need to get out of debt. I need to have a profitable business. I want to create multiple businesses. Whatever your goal is, you know. So you tracking allows you to see where you are beginning. It also allows you to see where you need rest, where you might be getting tired. It allows you to see where you are building up momentum. Maybe you see several days where you are just crazy going after your goals, and you're like, man, where did this momentum come from? And you can investigate. Or you see where you got stuck. Maybe you haven't taken action like you normally do for the past week, and you can say, well, what's going on? You know, where am I stuck at? And you can do some self-reflection and figure that out. You get to see, when you track your goals, you see the amazing growth along your journey to success. So, number one, ways to stay in love with your successful journey: track your goals. That's right, track your goals. Number two, the second way to stay in love with your journey to success is envision your goals. When you envision your goals, it helps you to do three things. It helps you to stay committed, because you are experiencing this rekindling of excitement and you get to reconnect emotionally to your goals and to your journey. You also stay driven, because you are envisioning your goals, and that rebuilds the want to move forward. And number three, it helps you to maintain your momentum. So many people neglect this part, and it is such a valuable tool to stay motivated with your goals if you envision it. Matter of fact, Tony Robbins and Oprah both envision their successful journeys. They still do it to this day, but not as much due to their schedules. But in the beginning, before they became the prominent people that they are, they envisioned their goals every day, their successful journeys every single day. Matter of fact, Tony Robbins specifically said, I envision my goals every day, the success I wanted to see up to 6 months. He said, I did it every day. I think he said he did it up to an hour every day. But it is amazing, and it is something that people don't use. Matter of fact, I tell my clients to do it, and I'm about to launch a gratitude journal that has a spot just for visualization. Is that important? And one of the also reasons why it's important, because envisioning creates solutions. You have no idea how many times I have envisioned success for myself, for my success journey. And maybe it have been over 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatnot. But immediately I'll think of a solution, like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. And I'll write it down to take action on it. Because what you envision, it makes the possibilities real to you. It is directly responsible for helping you maintain your falling in love and sustain your excitement for your journey. So envision your goals. Number three, the third way to stay in love with your success journey, reading. And I know, guys, I get it. I know most of you say, well, I don't have time to read. Stop it. Just stop it. Yes, you do have time to read. Stop it. One of the biggest mistakes people make while they're going along their success journey is that they're not reading. And it seems like a simple thing to do or not to do. But do you know that we say we don't have the time, but you have the best minds in the world? People that are doing far more than I can even imagine. They are reading. They are reading for solutions. They are reading for ideas. They are reading for insight. And they are reading for direction. I have not read one autobiography about someone successful or talked to a successful person who did not read, who was not an avid reader. Guys, we got to do better. I don't care if you commit to one page a day. Pick up a book and read it. When you read, it gives you a new perspective. For instance, years ago when I had written my first book, Study Skills for Parents, How to Study with Kids Around, I had that success, but what I expected from it was that I wrote a book and I was just going to be in this state of, you know, euphoria or continuous happiness because I had done something. And I read 3 Weeks with My Brother by Nicholas Sparks. I still love that book. It's in my, I have 2 copies. Matter of fact, if anyone wants one, you can find me on social media as The Cassandra F, and I will be happy to send you my extra copy. But I was in that state thinking, okay, I should be in a state of euphoria because I wrote my first book. And I read his, and in his book, he had also written his first book. And he said, I lied to myself. I said that after my first book, I thought this was going to be it, that I've reached success, that I'm going to be in a state of euphoria. But it wasn't. It was like, okay, that's done. What's next? You know, I was hungry for more. And when he said that, something shifted in me. And I thought, that's what it is. I want more. And, you know, I kept going. I got my drive back to keep going. But it sparks something in you. Reading sparks something in you that says, this will be a great resource for my journey. And I think I can do this. This is wonderful. I can take action, especially reading empowerment books, reading empowering books. Now, 3 Weeks with My Brother, it's a story. It's not necessarily a nonfiction book. It's a story about him and his brother. But reading empowerment books protects your thoughts and your mind. Matter of fact, one of the empowerment books I'm reading right now is a classic. It's a setback. It's a setup for a comeback. Oh, my gosh, you guys, I love it. It's a phenomenal book that will forever be in my library. And I have 2 copies. And if you want one, like I said, find me on social media. The books I love, I get 2 copies. And I will definitely send you one. I will postmark it today. So let me know. But it is a wonderful book. And what I want you to understand about reading is that when you start reading, read so that you learn and that you apply, and that will help you fall in love with your journey. Don't just read and hoard all the information. You know, it's just in your mind, not doing anything. Read and apply. When you apply, great success happens when you apply because you are applying solutions. You are applying new ways of thinking. You are applying insights and new direction to your success journey, and it will help you fall in love and stay in love so that you can move forward with the passion and the drive you need to succeed. Whew, this is good. Okay. Number four, how to stay in love with your success journey, chatting with like-minded people. Now, we often miss opportunities to be grateful when we don't talk to like-minded others. Because the thing is, the right people, like-minded people, they will often remind you of what's important when you get too discouraged. Like-minded people also give you solutions to get over the hurdles of your journey. That's why I love my Goal Boss Facebook group. If you're on Facebook, feel free to join. It's a great support system. We post pictures and everything, but it's a support system of like-minded people. And like-minded people help you stay in love with your success journey because they remind you that you are not alone and they challenge you to get back to work. And number five, how to stay in love with your success journey. You take action. Taking action on your goals, especially in the beginning, when it's exciting, you know, you get excited, you have this idea in your mind, people tell you it's possible, that you should take action on it. You write it down, you make it real, then you start taking action, and it builds up the excitement, and hopefully it builds up momentum to continue. But you start to fall in love with your journey the moment you take action, because you start to get excited about the possibilities of where your actions are going to take you. That is why it's so important to not allow discouragement to steal your actions. Actions accelerate, and the more you take action, the more you achieve. Wow. Guys, I want to thank you all for listening in today. I'll go over the points one more time. Five ways to stay in love with your success journey. One, track your goals. Two, envision your goals. Three, read. And four, chat with like-minded people. And five, take action. I want to let you know again who I am. I'm Cassandra Freeman. I am your encouragement and accountability coach. I help women who want more out of life and don't mind working for it to achieve their goals. And I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can find me at the username TheCassandraF, TheCassandraF. TheCassandraF. You can also visit my site at thoughtfulinspirations.com, thoughtfulinspirations.com. And today, as an appreciation gift for listening in and also for the replay listeners who are listening in, I have something I'd love to share with you for free. I understand how busy your schedules can be. Trust me, I'm a mom, four boys, have a husband, so I know what it means. And I thank you so much for taking the time out to be attentive, and I appreciate that you joined me today. And today I'm offering a free goal priority sheet and goal and weekly goal tracker when you sign up for a goal consult with me. And you can sign up for that consult at bit.ly/TheCassandraF. It's bit.ly/TheCassandraF. And let me tell you real quick about these amazing freebies. So you're planning your week and you have so much to do. You don't know how to fit it all in. You're praying you don't miss anything, like your child's dentist appointment or even yours, like I have in the past. And you just wish there was a better way to sort through and prioritize everything. The goal prioritization sheet is going to be great. Prioritize everything you need for the week. It's going to take all the guesswork out of big projects that you need to get done, because you get to see which ones need to be done first. You get complete control of your day to see exactly where your time is going and where you spend the most time at. You get to see what each activity costs. And the most important thing for you is that you see which activity gives you the greatest return. You're going to love this tool. And then the second sheet is the weekly goal tracker form. I want to ask you, have you ever wondered why you're not making the progress with your goals that you really want to make? You know, you feel like you should be further. This is February. Maybe you feel like I should have done more. Or maybe your goal is losing its luster. It's because of point one, you got to track your goals. And I talked about the successful journey chart and the goal gratitude journal. Those are two of my great products that you'll like. But this worksheet is a great start. The goal tracker, the weekly goal tracker, you get to track your successes. You get to track what you've learned about your goals and how you can succeed. And you get to talk about the next steps. What do you need to do next week or tomorrow about your goals? This is going to help you figure out also what you need to do to fill in the gaps that lead you to your goal. And you're going to most benefit from the inner you portion of this worksheet, where you challenge your doubts so that your goals can manifest. So make sure that you get your goal consult so you can get those forms. The chat, we're just going to chat about your goals and fill in the gaps about how you can achieve the goal success you desire. Because I know that goal setting for you is not just about achievement. It's also not about just checking something off your to-do list, but it's about you becoming your best self and changing the world. And I want to help you do that. So you can go to bit.ly/TheCassandraF to get access to the consult and also to get those free forms. Now, I never want to leave you without inspiration, but I want to just tell you that not to get caught up in life's circumstances and setbacks, that you miss out on your journey. And I want to also say that I want you to decide today that your journey not only matters to you, but you're not going to get caught up on your tough times. That you're going to use those hardships as opportunities to find creative solutions and to develop yourself into the best version of you. Do not let life wear you out. Fall in love with your journey and tell yourself you might be dealing with something difficult right now, a hardship, but tell yourself this is not my whole story. And one day you're going to tell it. You're going to tell a story of great triumph, and you are going to be able to teach others how to overcome too. Thank you.